player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 356 of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Sean.
How we doing?
I was doing better until I did the clap thing. Look, I ripped skin off of my knuckle, and that's where I just went pop.
On your microphone skin?
No. I did this.
Oh, that was previous.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you just did that.
No. Like, look, it's all like yellow and stuff. You think I just did that? That's actually, it shouldn't be yellow.
Coldplay?
This is the first, what?
Coldplay?
It was all yellow. That is how it goes. Kind of. This is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us. This is the Two Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, sometimes every other week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games.
Video games.
If you like that, make sure you like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/two player co-op. What?
Just every time you're like,
it scares me. Patreon.com/two player co-op, where we got a lot of different benefits. We got a lot of different tiers, but with benefits. The most popular is the $5 producer tier, which allows you to watch us record the podcast live on YouTube, as we are doing right now. You also get to watch the podcast one day early on YouTube if you miss the live recording, as well as a bonus episode every month. We just put up a bonus episode last week. We updated our all-time top 10 list, and it was fun. And I had some surprises on there.
I think we both did. Mm-hmm. Number one changed for the first time in maybe ever since we've been doing this podcast.
Mine still hasn't. I thought about it. For a while, I thought two was going to become one.
Spice Girls?
Yep. I was going to say two was going to be one, but then I said, no, two has to become one. Two become one. A song about doing it. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like the man with the bar named after him, our patron saint, Mr. John Tingley, as well as our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube. And Mom. Also our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Make sure you check out PS Rewind as well on YouTube. You are right, James. Zelda is Belder. Can't believe Kevin had Returnal on his list. Yeah. Did not happen. I would like to get back to it, James. If they would have announced a new... We'll get to that later. I would have gone back to it if they would have announced a sequel.
It wouldn't take much for me to dive back in and do some co-op.
Okay. We haven't done with many Let's Play. We got to do Versus.
Yes. Yeah. My dogs are barking.
My feet hurt, too. Yeah, that would be fun. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. You got the plat, right? Somehow?
Some way.
Jeez. Whenever those things pop up, when it's like, you're most four proud of platinums, I'm like, okay, I've got these. And you're like,
my name is Hollow Knight,
Returnal, Dark Souls, Elden Ring. I mean, I did Elden Ring too. Oh, also, if you like cool t-shirts and like and stickers that you can't see because the glare, you can go to teespring.com/store/two player co-op. Sean.
Yep.
We've actually got news to talk about, but first, I need to talk about something that happened today. No, it was yesterday. Yeah, because I watched Angry Joe's video last night. It was yesterday. Okay. We got the suit reveal for Superman, no longer subtitled Legacy, just Superman. I have thoughts, if you couldn't tell. I hate the logo. I hate the S so much. I know it is like Action 52 or Action Comics or whatever it is.
I don't know anything about it, but I know when it was first revealed, everybody was very happy. I'm like,
okay. I hate it.
I'm kind of apoplectic about it.
Wow.
I hope I use that word right.
I think you are. I think you did. Well, depending on how you feel about it, I think you are. I hate the S. I'll get used to it because it is what it is. It's got the collar. It's got
the high collar
with like the V-neck thing. The one thing I am happy about, I will say this. Let me get one good thing out of the way first. The cape is long. Now, I had seen a leaked set photo of him, and the cape was like Star Strike or whatever her name is in The Boys. It was like a half cape, and I was like, what the F are they doing to my boy? So I clearly guess they were, like, with a lot of the times, doesn't matter, whatever.
They massacred my boy.
With Cavill, a lot of times, and with Batman also in those movies, they just had two dots here. They didn't have any cape when they were actually in the full suit and everything. And then they just CGI'd everything in, which is crazy because that's like Aloy's hair. How do you make a cape look that good? But so I guess what they're doing is they're going to have some real and then CGI the rest of it. Or maybe it was just a shot where they didn't need a full cape. I don't know. But I was glad it was a full cape. That's all the good stuff out of the way. Well, no, one more good thing. Mr. Corn Sweat. Right, James? Mr. Corn Sweat.
What is his actual name?
David Corn Sweat. Corns are wet. Oh, C-O-R-N-S-W-E-T, I think. It's Corn Sweat.
Really?
But I will give you this. You got the hair.
Yeah.
After that, why is Superman chilling
in his apartment,
in his recliner, just like, oh, there's a giant laser eye out there, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go to work, son of a bitch. Or by the way, his suit is burned. Maybe he's like, man, I'm getting too old for this shit, and he's just out. He's just done. Of all the ways to do a Superman reveal, this was not the best, especially when you've pissed off a lot of people. A lot of people don't care, let's be honest, about the DCEU at this point. The people that do.
But was anybody... I understand there's a lot of people that don't care, and I understand there's a lot of people that are upset to see Cavill go. Was anybody like, bye, thank God Cavill's gone? Like, literally, anybody?
I think even the people that didn't really like Man of Steel or Batman versus Superman or whatever, had, I think the general consensus Cavill was that Cavill Superman was the best part of this whole universe. And Gal Gadot was too, and Ben was too. The casting was great. The movies weren't always that great. But like, so this is how you're introduced. Not to mention the fact that you gave him to us and you took him away like a day later. I was telling Rasan today, because we were going back and forth about this still because we're dorks. I was like, I can remember sitting at Donut Hut in Destin waiting for my bagel sandwich to arrive when I get a text from Rasan.
Is that what it's called?
Donut Hut or Donut Hole? Donut Hole. Donut Hut is here.
Yeah.
Donut Hole. And I get a text from Rasan, and he's like, quick, watch before it's gone. And I was like, and he didn't say what it was, but I knew it was Black Adam related because that was like, it was coming out the next day or something. Click the link. And I think I stood up and was like, oh my God. I was like, I had tears welling up in my eyes because I was like, they're doing it. It's real. They're actually bringing Henry Cavill back. He gets to go on Instagram and be like, hey, I'm back, baby. 2 days later, they're like, yeah, we're going to reboot the entire DCU because Black Adam sucked. Really? Really. This reveal had to be awesome, and it was not. No matter what you think about this guy. Also, when he's like, it's weird when you see like the suit is all like crunched up over here. It's like, it's just weird. He's got red underwear. Cool. I didn't really care that Cavill didn't have red underwear. I don't know why people were so making a big deal out of that. But do you remember the reveal for Henry Cavill as Superman?
No.
I remember seeing this on IGN and going like, oh, okay, maybe Superman's going to be cool. I don't just think Christopher Reeve wasn't a great Superman because of Henry Cavill. Even before that, I was like, I just don't care about Superman. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, you can't do anything to him. Big deal. That's why I loved Man of Steel. They grounded him. They made him more relatable. This was the friggin' reveal for Henry Cavill as Superman. That shot.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
During the fight with... Now, the funny thing is, so this is during the fight in Smallville, but the funny thing is, if you're like me and you know Man of Steel, that wasn't taken during that scene. That, because his hair is completely different there from what it was in the movie. It's way puffier and stuff. That's how you do a reveal. This should have been David Cornsweet up floating in the air, just like something in the suit, or like...
Sweet or sweat?
I'm saying, he said it's not produced... It's not pronounced corn sweet. So I was doing a gag with James. I don't know.
So to be fair, I had never heard of Henry Cavill before he was Superman.
No one had.
But I have never heard of this guy.
Right.
Has he done anything? Is there anything? Oh, he's the guy from that thing. Like, is there even a thing? I'm sure he's not literally just off the streets. I'm sure he's done something.
He's done something, like, but I don't even have the energy to look it up. It's nothing that I know about.
I don't really care.
I want this movie to be good. Like, I do want the DCU. I think that's...
Like, you could have rebooted everything with Flash. Just keep Cavill. We don't need to be like, all right. Like...
No, instead, you blink.
There was a lot of problems to fix. The least of which was Cavill.
And the Flash just ended up being... Aquaman came out after that. They didn't even do the reboot as part of Flash. They just... They're like, we're done. Like, do you know how the Flash ends? Did you see it? I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was stupid. That pissed me off. I thought they were going to kill him at some point when all the fights were going on. And that would have been like, my God, it would have been heartbreaking. But I'm like, makes sense. Way, good way for this guy to go out. Well, they did kind of. And then they took it back a couple times, right? Didn't they?
I think so.
That's right. That's a stupid movie. It wasn't bad.
I liked it.
It wasn't horrible, but it annoys me. But what annoys me more is this Superman thing. He's sitting in a chair. There's a giant alien eyeball shooting a big purple laser like freaking Suicide Squad killed the Justice League. Everything's purple lasers now. And he's just sitting there.
Yeah, could you have a less...
He looks like...
Like... Yeah.
The reveal... As much as I end up loving him, of Batfleck standing by the car going, Remember? At least that's Batman. At least he's brooding and I'm very, my parents died. Yours didn't, Martha. But this was like, yeah, sorry, what were you going to say? The sad Affleck just popped
in. I was just saying,
head.
Like, you couldn't have a less Superman reveal than this.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
It just looks like, I think Angry Joe said this, but I was thinking it too. It just looks like, it looks like it's another CW show.
It does. It does not look. AAA. Like, it looks very exactly. Just like, I don't know. Like, and I know people loved it, but it looks like. Like you said, the WB Flash versus like the movie Flash. It just looks, it does not look like a movie. And I know it's one still whatever, but like.
And it's probably just him sitting with a green screen behind him. But
right. I don't know. Not a good start.
Okay, so he was in the lead role of Politicians on Netflix. I don't even know.
Never heard of it.
Well. And the other thing that this guy, to be fair, doesn't have going for him, Henry Cavill. Looked like if Superman were a real thing, he would look like friggin' Henry Cavill. Jacked out of his mind, chiseled jaw, like everything. This guy's like, I don't know, he looks like, I don't know, me. Probably not. I mean, I know they put muscles in the suits and all that crap, but I don't know. I'll say this. I obviously, a first look doesn't mean anything.
Do we know, like...
It's out.
Do we know who
July.
Lois Lane is?
Yeah, but I didn't know her name either. People were happy about her. And I think they casted Lex. It's not Jesse Eisenberg. Why? And I think the villain is Brainiac, which would make sense with the big purple laser, I guess. But, like, you're just going right out the gate with Brainiac?
That seems like the kind of thing... I'm trying to think of what to compare it to. Like, I feel like Marvel does it a lot. Like, you can have Brainiac, just never refer to him as that. Clark Brainiac is on the loose. What are we going to do? Like, just don't even refer to him by name. People will know. I mean, I wouldn't have known, but like, people will know who it is. Don't call him Brainiac. If you're trying to have a serious movie.
Well, it's like the end of Zack Snyder's Justice League when he goes, people call me Martian Manhunter. I wish Affleck would have just laughed. Like, am I supposed to take you seriously?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I want it to do well. I'm going to see it. I just...
Wait, when did you say it was coming out?
July 25. Wow. But the thing is, like, I texted Rasan. I was like, this
is there a name?
It's just Superman. Originally, it was Superman : Legacy. They got rid of the Legacy because I was like, This is the first movie you're kicking off a whole new cinematic universe, and you're calling it, and you're putting Legacy in the title?
Oh, God.
I was just going to say something else, and I forgot. Damn it.
Eunice?
Universe. What was before that?
Legacy?
The title. Name. Right. Before that.
Nah.
It probably doesn't matter.
It probably doesn't.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I figured it out. I got there. It could very easily get lost in the shuffle next year. Now, I don't know all the movies coming out, but you've got this. You've got Mission Impossible 8, which apparently they're not calling Dead Reckoning Part 2 anymore. Have you heard this?
That's how it should be.
Like, it made sense because the thing was at, like, it sunk at Dead Reckoning, you know? And right. Also, that's a cool, it sounds cool. So I don't know what the next one's going to be called. You got Spider-Verse 3 coming out next year. You've got The Batman 2, The Batman Part 2 coming
Didn't
out
they get
next year.
Delayed?
From this year to next year, yeah.
Oh, it was supposed to be this year?
It's Halloween 25, yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly, they're rebooting Jurassic World next year, too. I'll believe that when I see it. I know, like, you let it rest for, like, 15 years between Jurassic Park 3 and Jurassic World.
Rebooting this, Jurassic World?
Yes.
Or Jurassic Park?
World. That trilogy started so high, and by the time I watched Dominion, it's like I didn't even care anymore, because I was like, I think Fallen Kingdom is better than most
one
people do.
World, and then, I don't know, but all other four are way down.
Dominion is just ridiculous. Mm-mm. Why is there a Gigantosaurus running around when it wasn't on the island to begin with? If it was on the island, that's fine, but that would have meant that the guys captured it in Fallen Kingdom and were going to raffle it off.
A little too raffle.
Oh, I don't know. That's enough about Superman. I hope it's good. James Gunn, I still need to see Guardians 3. He makes good movies. I don't know if he can guide a whole universe. Not many people can, other than Kevin Feige. Feige, whatever his name is, and now he's effing up too. If Deadpool and Wolverine sucks, they're done.
It's impossible.
I was asking Rasan. They need to go back to the book. We don't need a seventh movie. Oh my God. The original Jurassic Park book. Did you ever read it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I think I started it when I was, I don't know, a young teenager. But
I probably
finished it.
Read it 3 or 4 times. Lost World was better as a book, too. They're always better as a book. But the original Jurassic Park, so much different than the movie. Like, Hammond is a bad guy, spoiler alert, in the book. Muldoon, at one point, shoots a raptor and blows it up with a friggin' bazooka. Mm-hmm. Like, the tongue thing with the T-Rex behind the waterfall in the Lost World, that's from the first book.
The tongue thing.
When the T-Rex sticks his little nose through and then he goes.
I don't even remember.
Remember
that.
And then the snake goes down his, and he's like, oh no. And then he goes.
Okay.
Ah,
yeah. Yeah.
Ah. And then red. Lost World. And then they're gonna.
Was the gymnastics stuff in the book?
And they even make fun of it in the movie. They're like, Vince Vaughn or the other guy's like, do you see any family resemblance here? Whatever. Oh, God. That's enough Superman. Sean, anything you want to banter about wittingly?
I, for the first time in my life, I don't say this in...
Indubitably?
Indubitably. I'm not surprised. I'm not saying I can't believe it's taking this long. I went to my first, begrudgingly, Monster Jam.
Oh, that's right.
Because Kira got it in her head that it was just the greatest thing ever. And
I figured she would have been scared to death of that by the noises alone.
Well, when we got there, everybody, literally every child and a good number of the adults had earmuffs. And we're looking around, we're like...
Oh, you didn't have any?
No.
Oh, my God. You should have... We've got some for Liza.
I mean, we have some, too. I just never even thought... It never even occurred to me. So we bought some there. They were quite expensive.
Oh, of course you could buy them there.
It was like
$100.
It was fine. It wasn't quite as like rednecky as I would have thought.
Well, look what I just wrote down for the note.
One thing that was pretty crazy, Gravedigger So it's like four events. The first one is just a race where they literally just go like one lap. There's two trucks facing opposite ways, and they basically just go.
Oh, it's like the end of A Link Between Worlds. You're going to shoot the arrow the other way.
And that was like a bracket.
Okay.
And then the second thing was like tricks where you go up on like two wheels and like balance, and then like there's like a QR code and people vote on their phones. Then the third one was a donut competition, which I'm like, I don't know much about. Well, I know nothing about monster trucks.
Even less about
cars. Really. Yeah. I feel like you just gun it and turn the wheel all the way one way, and whatever happens after that is just, it's in God's hands. But apparently there's a whole art science to it, whatever, and whatever. And then the last one was freestyle. Gravedigger was by far the best.
That's Gravedigger.
I feel like he's the only one.
Is Bigfoot still a thing?
No.
Wasn't that the one when we were kids?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that until after. I'm like, oh yeah, Bigfoot. Whatever happened to Bigfoot? Gravedigger was like getting way higher on the jumps. He did like a backflip. Like, and it can't all just be the driver. Like, it's got to be Gravedigger's just more powerful.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's part of me that I'm like, is this kind of like the Harlem Globetrotter? Like, is it Gravedigger? And like, everybody knows he's going to win.
Washington Generals. Yeah.
But anyways, he did this thing where like he jumped and like landed. It looked pretty benign. And it was like as time was basically running out. And all of a sudden, it like was engulfed in flames. And like he had to...
On purpose?
No, I don't think so. And he had to like get out. I mean, he was totally fine, but like it went up in flames. And I don't know if this is a regular occurrence, but like the announcer couldn't have been less bothered by. She was just, wow, and what a run by Gravedigger. Everybody give him it. And we're like, his car's on fire.
He's almost
like,
dead.
What is going on? So, I don't know. It was interesting. And then, adventures in...
Invisalign?
I've started getting used to them a little bit.
You sound completely normal now. Last time you didn't.
Adventures in flat top grilling. Griddling.
Oh, God. Did you burn your house down again?
So, I knew I was ready to start going again. And I'm like, I'm almost afraid to look at this thing. And it was kind of pretty rusty.
Rusty.
So, I looked up video. Like, last year, I got a grill stone and just kind of scrubbed it. And it just kind of dissolves and whatever. Then I saw a video where this guy bought, like, a wire brush attachment for his drill and just so I did that. That really strips it and then basically started all over. Turned out pretty good. One thing I had heard before but had never done is they say once you're done seasoning it, some people say have your first cook be bacon because all that grease is good, helps with the seasoning, whatever. And people are like, don't do it. Bacon is like
Derek uses today.
There you go. Bacon is like all like sugar cured and stuff, so there's all the stuff that's just going to make a mess and you don't want it on the grill.
Yeah.
I don't know the science behind it, but people swear by onions. Just cover it in onions and just cook
them. I hate the taste of onions.
And it's something to do, I think they said, what's the stuff, sulfur, some kind of like sulfur or sulfuric something or other in the onions kind of like locks in the seasoning. So I had Brittany buy like five gigantic onions and we just chopped them up. You're and like, I just cut cooked a whole thing. Just it was covered in onions.
And they just threw them out?
Well, no, they were done. I'm like, what are we gonna do with all these onions? So I called Dad. I'm like, you use onions like in your omelets and crap. I'm like, do you want like a lot of cooked like onions? He's like, yeah, I'll probably use them. So I gave him most of them. I kept some because we were gonna do we did the Omaha Steak burgers, but I did smash burgers. So they're pretty big. So we each had one, but I took each one and basically ripped it in two and just turned it from a patty back into just a ball of meat and then smashed it. Oh, and I put some of the onions on there, which I'd never have elected to put onions on a burger. I will put my burgers against anybody. Like, smash burger, oh my God. And they're... That's like the one thing I feel like I've mastered on this thing, and it's like impossible to screw up. But that was dinner tonight. It was amazing. Best burgers. I would say some of the probably the three best burgers I've ever had in my life are ones that I've made.
Are my three.
So good.
Damn. Well.
Yeah.
And you didn't burn the house down.
I did not.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. That's all I got.
Hey, Sean. I know what you've been playing. Have you played anything else or just that?
Two weeks ago, I think before I started playing Zao, or maybe it was after. Oh, no, it was before because I just finished Monster Boy. I'm like, what do I want to play? And I was looking on PS Plus, whatever. I'm like, ah, that. Downloaded Dave the Diver.
Oh.
I played it about 5 minutes. I'm like, this is not fun. And I quit. It's just, it was like so, like, you swim and you shoot fish and then you run the sushi restaurant and then it's like, here's all the stuff where you can put your ingredients and you can try different combinations and it'll make your sushi better. And there's, all of a sudden, I felt like I was playing
Resident Evil 4
Cyberpunk
inventory.
Again. And I was just like, this is too much. And it's, that was at least fun. This didn't seem fun and yet also overwhelming. And I'm just like, I'm done. And I deleted it and I haven't touched it since. And then, yeah, then I started playing Kanzera.
So the thing with Dave the Diver, it's never appealed to me either, but I have heard people talk about that, like, you have to get through the first couple days or cycles or whatever.
I'm sure I did not give it enough time, but I was just like,
you get exploding harpoons and stuff like this. I don't know. And you,
really?
There's fish that are like half ligers or something. I don't know. But what it made me think of is how I'm like, that sounds horrible to me. Arranging all that crap and everything. Same way I've never gotten into, as much as I want to try it, Stardew Valley or Moonlighter. Like, you go and you fight things and then you run a shop. I don't want to run a shop. I want to fight things. But then I'm also the guy who put 109 hours or whatever into Power Wash Simulator. So, I don't know. What can I say?
That's true, yeah.
Onions can be used to season grill grates because they contain sulfur compounds that react with bare metal to create a hard, non-stick layer when heated. Placing. Yeah, Derek's playing Thousand Year Door.
I cannot wait.
On GameCube. He's not reviewing it early. Breaking embargo. I can't friggin' wait. I am so excited for that. Okay, but so Tales of Kanzera Zao.
Yeah.
I haven't gone back to it. Talk about why. But I'm excited to go back to it. I think tomorrow I'm going to start up again. You got the platinum already? Like a week ago? You flew through that thing. Is it easy?
It's pretty easy. I only had to look up one thing.
Puzzle?
What's nice about it, and I feel like we talked about this, but maybe it wasn't on the podcast because we didn't record last week.
It was probably on the way the daddy-daughter dance.
There's a part of me that thinks of it as like baby's first Metroidvania because like you get to a new area and then it's like,
here's
your map.
Yeah.
Here's everywhere you can go. And there's like maybe two or three places on the map that like, it's like a thing you can like jump through. And it's like not on the map. But for the most part, anytime you look at the map and you see a little whoop, dead end thing, it's like, well, I'm going to go there. And sure enough, hey, there's a collectible thing. Like, you don't really have to search too much for anything. There's one thing in what was one of the biggest areas in the game relatively early. And it tells you right on the map, like, yeah, this many of this, this many of this, this many of this. And there was one echo or something that I was missing there. And I'm like, I'll get it at the end. After that, I 100%ed every area as I went through without that much difficulty. Like, I never had to, like, other than the one, just because I didn't want to go through the whole area to try to find the thing that I was missing. I'm like, I just looked it up. I'm like, oh, okay. But everything else I found on my own, it was not that bad. None of the combat was too bad. There are a few platforming areas which
that's what I was gonna ask about.
Okay. Very difficult. And it's like it kind of reminded me of areas of Persia. And it's like, ooh, double jump and then float down. Eventually you get a thing that lets you like float. And you float down and then land on this and jump and then duck and then
you
go over here and then dash
the
through
thing.
Here. Oh, and you died. all the way back to the beginning. And it's like, there's maybe three or four annoying ones throughout the game where it's like, you just have to do it perfectly. And it's like, once you do it, it's like, that shouldn't have been that hard, but it was.
I felt that way about Prince of Persia, but some of those were ridiculous. Well, except for the one, the bell one.
It's pretty similar. I would say it's pretty similar to that.
To like, the impossible climb?
No. Other, just like, some of the difficult things you probably remember from Persia, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
The controls are good, not great. I originally switched it to the D-pad to move, but then I went back because you can do like the free aiming. I'm like, that's going to be a lot easier to but do also with the stick than the pad.
I never tried putting it on the D-pad because I was like, well, then how the hell am I going to heal? Because I didn't see anywhere in the buttons where it would be like, okay, up was heal, now it's X.
Oh, good question. I don't know. I did it pretty early on, so maybe I never even got to where that was an issue. But there's a couple parts where, like, one of the things you learn later in the game is, like, the super dash thing to break through certain obstacles.
Okay.
And it's kind of like some of the other things where, like, you have to hold a button and you hold this button and it kind of slows down time and you aim.
Okay.
And but then there's some where it's like you have to go straight. It reminded me, even though it's on the DualShock, it kind of reminded me of DualSense.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you have to dash straight down, but there's spikes on either side of you. And if you don't go straight down, you hit the spike and one hit kill,
you're
back to the beginning.
You're using analog.
Yeah. And that's when I'm like, I kind of wish you could just use both. Because then I would just go back. If I know I had to go straight down or straight up or left or right, I would just use the pad. So, I don't know. The controls were a bit of an issue at some point, but like the combat wasn't particularly. The platforming sections were by far the hardest parts of the game.
What about all the power-ups you get for the moon and the sun? Did you still end up, because I think you said you were doing mostly moon. Did you ever end up doing more sun, like the melee
I
stuff?
Pretty much only did sun when I had to.
Okay.
It was fun. Like, none of it. It was a good game. The combat wasn't challenging. There's a couple, like, combat challenges. And I don't know how far you are in the game, but, like, you fight
at the very beginning.
Okay, so you fight enemies, and then sometimes you'll fight enemies that have like a white
the shield thing.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to get that down, and then you can kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, you'll fight enemies that have the shield, but the shield is either red or blue, and that's when it forces you to use sun or moon to get rid of the shield.
Do you hit the blue with sun, or does blue
you match?
You
yeah,
it with
blue
the,
uses
it.
Moon. Okay. Yeah, and so the hardest combat parts were where, because if they have the if they don't have a shield, you can basically go sun and just like square, like stun lock. I'm just boom, 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 and they're dead. But you can't do that when they have a shield. So there's like some big dudes that you're trying to get the shield down, and you're hitting them, and it's taking their shield down, but it's not stunning them or anything, and
they're just
beating the crap out of you. And if you take too long before you hit them again, their shield fills back up. So there's a couple annoying enemies like that, but. Yeah, that's pretty much the only time I ever used the sun is when I had to for those enemies. But
well, yeah, and you only
it's definitely a very gettable platinum. You'll get frustrated at some of the platinum or some of the platforming parts, but it's very doable and it's fun. I mean, it's definitely a good game.
I definitely want to play it. I mean, I have played it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to get because I know when I looked at the
and there's nothing missable. It's right. All like.
Yeah. And I when I looked at the trophies, I was like, this seems incredibly easy.
To do. Yeah.
I don't even know what I've gotten for Platinums this year. Oh, Prince of Persia, I think that was it. Did you see when I sent you that Ninja Turtles arcade port is $30 friggin'?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's more than Shredder's Revenge was. Are you frickin' kidding me? That was either 20 or 25. I'm like 90% sure.
Really? I think I'm going
to
pass on.
It's like a 45 on Metacritic. I was really? Like, I'm not spending $30 just to do a Let's Play where we will never make $30 back from.
I'm looking forward to Splintered Fate or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd pay 30 for that.
And the we still haven't seen it moving, but that the game's supposed to come out this year that's based on the movie. Game Informer did a cover, and they had pictures of it, but
like
I don't
think
we've ever seen a video. Yeah, a 3D brawler.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to pass on the arcade one, though, I think.
Anything else?
I don't think so. No.
I beat BioShock Infinite. And I don't know how many times I'm going to have to text my brother to play the freaking game before he plays the freaking game.
So I looked at my trophies, and I got like three or four of them. And it was like, I mean, I can... So it's one of those things where I'm like, do I just start over?
Yes, you definitely want... You have to start from the beginning, because you're probably not going to remember it.
Really?
Yes.
But yeah, go on while I look it up.
This game is just phenomenal. I started looking up ending explained videos and lore and all this other stuff and how it ties, or if it ties to the other games. And this game is so divisive that some people hate this game. Meanwhile, I think it's like a 93 or 94 on Metacritic. Like,
wow.
I almost think, and it's been a few years since I played it, and Prisoner of the Moment, I'm trying not to do that. I almost think I like it better than BioShock.
Really?
I think the combat's better. The gunplay is better. I love the movement in this because I told you, you know, you got that skyhook thing I was telling you about where you can go on the rails and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Having Elizabeth there as your partner is awesome. The voice acting is incredible.
There, jeez.
So what trophies did you get? Okay, never mind. It's phenomenal. Like I'd said before, I thought I kind of remembered some of the stuff that I had been spoiled on about this game. But it wasn't as obvious as...
I didn't get the platinum in either of the first two. I guess I thought I got the platinum at least one of them.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I didn't get it in either of them. Okay, BioShock Infinite. I killed... So I have thought, apparently. I killed 75 enemies either with a vigor or while the enemy is under the effects of a vigor. I literally don't even remember.
You put some time into it then.
In the main campaign, completed the lighthouse.
Well, that's the very beginning.
Reached Monument Island.
Okay.
Retrieved the Shock Jockey. Okay. Don't know what that is.
It's one of the vigors, the power-ups.
Yeah. 75 enemies and equipped a piece of gear in all four slots. So, I don't know. But that's all I've gotten.
You should start.
This is March 2020. It's been over 3 years since I played it.
Right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that was right before
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Was that 20?
No, it was 20.
So that was right before that came out. That's probably when I...
So there you go.
Yeah.
And the stuff that... There was one thing that I thought I remembered that ended up being true, but I'm glad I didn't think that much about it because I was like, there's no way this is true. But then when it ends up being true, I was like, oh, that's friggin' cool. There's... The actual ending is just like a mind F. It's so well done. It's so friggin' cool. The other thing I thought I knew was completely wrong, although there's one scene where I was kind of right what I remembered, but it doesn't matter. I thought the ending was fantastic. I thought the story was fantastic. Apparently, a lot of people thought this was too gameplay focused. And not enough cool different areas, and that the story wasn't as good as the original BioShock. That they thought Rapture was a better setting, which I think Rapture probably was. That was incredible. Columbia is just beautiful. The first time when you actually arrive there and you walk out and you see it, it's like, this is amazing. This is so friggin' cool. I thought it was incredible. I mean, it's... If we were to actually go back and do like our top 50 again... It's easily in there somewhere. But I do think I liked it. It's been not a week. When did I beat it? Oh, 3 or 4 days ago. So I'm not...
Did
right
it ever
after
get...
It.
I think you were saying that like it was pretty easy and you like never died. Yeah. Okay.
I jinxed myself so hard.
Really?
I think I was going to text you, and then I was just mad. I was dying. After we recorded the next time I played it, I was like, I'm like, well, okay. I ended up dying a bunch. Some of the enemies in there, there's not really any bosses, which I like. There's some like waves of enemies, or there's some different kind of things in place of boss fights. Like the climax of the game is not, it's not a boss fight, but it's like a boss situation, I would say, or something.
Yeah.
It's really cool, really stressful. I died three or four times there, and I was finally like, because basically you're trying to kill a bunch of stuff and protect something, because if that something gets blown up, then you lose and you got to restart at the very beginning. And it, so I was getting like 10, 15 minutes in, it would die. So I was finally like, nope, I'm bumping it down to easy. I'm done. But yeah, it is fantastic. You've got to play it. It's, well, I mean,
so you how long did it take you to beat? Because the only thing right now that I've got that I want to play is Tunic until
oh yeah, Paper Mario. That. I took my time. 14 hours, it says.
Okay.
And I took my time. Like, this is not a platinum game. Because you have to beat it on whatever they call it.
I looked briefly at the BioShock like 2 trophies. Mode. It was beat on hard and beat it without using any of the I forgot the
chambers.
Yeah, or those Vita, things. Whatever, okay. Say. Well, now I see why I didn't get the platinum. Yeah. I'm sure there were similar.
And
things
it was the same thing
one.
For the first one too.
Okay.
But yeah, 14 hours, and I took my time. You can, when you look it up on how long to beat, I think it's more 10. 11, 11 and a half, something like that. Yeah. But it's totally worth it. I'm so glad I played it. I wish I didn't wait this long. It's one of those games that really, not as much as Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, whereas like for a couple of weeks after that, I was like, all I'm doing is looking up new YouTube videos and listening to people talk about it. And but this game has really stuck with me. It's really cool.
Okay.
And I don't under. And then it ends the actual. And there's a post-credit scene. And I don't understand a lot. It seems like nobody really understands. And Ken Levine hasn't come out and said if it means this or if it's just this or whatever. But it's so well done. You got to play it. Fantastic game.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
That's all I've been playing. I'll get to Tales of Kinzera Zao. Bosses. So there are bosses in it, but none of them were that hard?
There were three or four bosses. None were that bad.
I feel like that dude's going to turn on us. Maybe it's just because I played Prince of Persia.
The first boss... The health bar almost reminds me of
Demon King Ganondorf.
No, like Turtles in Time. It's like a bunch of like rectangles, but they don't just disappear. It's like it just goes down, but it's like broken into segments, and it's kind of like when you get this one down, it kind of goes into its next phase, but okay. It's not usually that different. And I got it down. I think he had like seven or eight of them, maybe. I don't know. And the health kind of goes down. Oh. The Shinku?
Yeah.
Power that up to the max as soon as you can, because that thing is OP.
Okay.
That's the one tip I will give you. Especially on bosses, it like wrecks them.
Okay.
Yeah, the first boss I got it down to like I would say 5% health and then died. And I was just like I was frustrated because it took 10 I mean not that long.
Right.
10 minutes. But you're like, or I'm so, out. But I'm like, yeah, because yeah. But the second time I smoked him. So, yeah, none of them were that bad.
I can't wait. I'm excited for it. Short.
Yeah.
We've actually got some news to talk about. So, do you want to get to the news of the week?
Sure.
All right, Sean. I feel like we're going to be saying this a lot over the next year. But we got some more Switch 2 leaks. And this is the first, like, we've gotten, like, on the Switch sandwich, we've gotten the bread.
Switch-witch?
Yeah, on the Switch-witch, we've gotten the bread.
We need the meat.
But you can't just eat bread. You gotta have the meat, You got to have the veggies. You got to have the hot pepper relish, the sauce, the mayo. We're starting to get all that stuff. This comes from Insider Gaming. Rumors surrounding the Nintendo Switch 2 continue to come out. This time, the information from peripheral maker MobiPad about the Nintendo Switch 2's Joy-Con controller's backwards compatibility plans and 4K support. First, as a follow-up to reports about the new Nintendo Switch 2 Joy-Cons would... What the hell is this sentence? The new Joy-Cons would use magnets to connect to the console. MobiPad has more information about the controllers and what it all means. Quote, in the process of developing the next generation console controller, MobiPad has also acquired a lot of first-hand information about the Switch 2, and now we're here to share it with everyone. Also, how stupid is this company? Because they're going to have their freaking contracts pulled.
Yeah.
Like, according to the company, the new Joy-Cons have a, quote, larger volume, end quote, and will use what's called magnetic suction to attach to the console in handheld mode. Quote, magnetic suction is achieved through electromagnetic suction technology, controlled by electric current, they said, end quote.
I feel like it's like MagSafe from like Apple, like MacBooks and stuff, where it's like,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But I think that's just magnets. Not,
it's not magnet suction.
Yeah.
Like magnets suck each other. They. I stopped that sentence at the wrong time.
Well, I mean, it could have been worse.
In addition to how they connect to the system, the new controllers will feature metal SL and SR buttons, as well as a third button on both the left and right side. So the SL and SR, there, if you turn it sideways, they're the trigger buttons. Last-gen Joy-Cons, the company says, still work on the new system, but only in a wireless capacity. Aside from, I don't really care if they do, because all mine friggin' drift.
They suck.
I'm done. Aside from controller news, MobiPad also gave out more information about the Switch console. According to the company, the Switch 2 will support backwards compatibility for physical games, allowing original... allowing... original Switch games to be played on the new console. It's also said the Switch 2 will support 4K resolution when docked. In handheld mode, the console will feature an 8-inch display with 1080p resolution. As always, none of this information has been confirmed by Nintendo, so take all the rumors with a grain of salt. That said, as the console's likely reveal inches closer, more about that in a second, it seems more and more information will continue to leak out. So, to summarize, Sean... Well, this is a lot of stuff. Okay. Backwards compatible. I think it's weird that they said it's backwards compatible with physical games. Obviously, that has to mean it's backwards compatible with digital games.
I assume. I think they're basing this off of the physical unit. So they must have seen something that's like, oh yeah, you can still plug old game cards into it. But I'm sure you can do it with digital ones too.
Like I said all along, it was going to have to... they would be crazy not to make it backwards compatible, but Nintendo, so you never know. The dock will output to 4K. The screen has been increased to 8 inches and 1080p. Joy-Cons attach magnetically. Also, today, Nintendo has confirmed there will be a Software Direct coming in June, which is basically Summer Game Fest and all that stuff. Now it's just, hello, Sony. Did you see some people were saying Drake hasn't responded to Kendrick again because something about the PlayStation showcase, he can't do it until after that? This is a real rumor that went around on the internet.
I could not care less.
I don't care. Drake sucks, and I like some of Kendrick. So yeah, Software Direct for June's focusing on software coming out the second half this year, which is cool because we don't know anything Nintendo-wise that's coming out second half of the year.
It's going to be more of the same. It's going to be nothing but remakes and remasters.
We ain't getting Mario.
There's not going to be any new first party. So
put out Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Put out Wind Waker and Twilight Princess and give us freaking Link Between Worlds. HD.
Yeah. 2D.
2D. Well, that would be... Whoa. I don't think that would really... Whoa. They also confirmed that the Switch 2... They said the next Switch console... By the way, James, I'm right. Will be revealed before the end of the fiscal year, which is April 1st, 2025. long ways away. April 1st, 2025. We also got some updated sales. The Switch is now up to 141.32 million. It's, of course, still number two behind the DS for Nintendo, which is at 154 million sold. Number one overall is still the PS2 at 160. I don't think it's going to catch either of those at this point.
No.
Because I think in the last quarter, they only sold a little bit over a million. Like, it's you've got market saturation at this point, and people are starting to realize this thing's old. Even if you're not like us, you have to know there's another one coming.
Right.
Tears of the Kingdom's up to 20.61 million sold. Mario Wonder up to 13.44 million. Tears of the Kingdom, I think the last update was like 20.4 million. So it's everybody that got it
immediately.
Like, I think they sold, what did they say, 10 million in the first 3 days or something? Just absolutely batshit crazy.
Yeah.
What
did Breath of the Wild get to?
31 something.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to catch that.
No.
Now, if they re-release it on Switch 2 with 4K 60, I'll pay $10 upgrade fee, $20, whatever it is. I'll pay it.
You'll pay 60 because it's Nintendo.
Well, yeah.
Or 70.
No, I'll pay 70 again. I'll pay 140 for one game. They said successor to the Switch, not the next Switch. Ah, James, get out of here with that. I'm walking here. I think all this sounds good except one thing. What do you think?
What do I think the thing is?
Overall, not what one thing is.
It sounds very
obvious.
Just like, I was going to say Wii U, but it's not even that. At least that was, naming aside, that was a pretty big change to go from the Wii to the Wii U.
Go from 480p to 1080, yeah.
But like, why do we need this?
Because
I don't care.
Has no power.
I know, but like,
it's like a PS3. It's like a 20-year-old console.
There's not a single game I've played on the Switch that I'm like, man, I wish this was in 4K. Not a single one.
60? Because I definitely thought, oh my god, if I was playing, like we just said, Tears of the Kingdom in 60 frames, that would be freaking
amazing. Maybe, yeah, but it sounds like, oh, your Joy-Cons go on and off easier because they suck each other. Okay, well, that's convenient, but like, you probably should have had it that way to begin with. A lot of this is just like nice to haves. There's nothing that I'm like, it's just a better Switch. This sounds like it sounds like a mid
Switch Pro. But I don't know where else they can go from here, because they can't abandon the Switch at this point.
And maybe, I mean, we've only gotten leaks. We have nothing Switch from Nintendo. Maybe
the Switch 360, like we were saying this morning,
surprise us and do something crazy. But like, I don't know.
The only thing I don't like about, well, first off, I like that the screen's bigger. I like that they said the Joy-Con. It seems like it's going to be like Meteor. Not a meteor. Not Sephiroth calling meteor, but a meteor. Meet I-E-R. Later. Bye, John.
See it.
And so I like that. Oh, I did read somewhere else that I think these guys said it wasn't in this article, but that the your Switch Pro controller will work. That's nice.
I hope there's a new Switch Pro controller.
It's great, except the D-pad. Nintendo invented the D-pad! How do you make such a bad one on the Switch Pro controller? By the way, I still don't know where mine is. I got to find it before freaking Paper Mario comes out. Because I'm not playing that thing handheld mode with my freaking drifting dipsticks. What are they called? Joy-Con. This magnetic sucking technology. Obviously, we don't know until we see it and use it and people go hands-on and stuff. I don't think I like that, Raymond. There is something that it's just like...
Oh, I like it. Getting the stupid things on and off before was such a pain. No, it's not going anywhere.
But it's not staying straight like it should. Like,
well, but it's not using electromagnetic current.
It looked like it sucked itself.
It's just magnets. This is more than magnets.
Magnets, yeah! Magnets, bitch! I'm in a good mood today. I just I'm sure it will be fine. I like...
But, I mean, look at this.
Molly.
I mean, this is... That's not falling off. So if it's...
You that, killed Zelda.
If it sucks that good, then...
I know. It's probably nothing, but that's the only thing when I read that I was like, because I like the rails. They don't work great, but I like that it's like, it goes in and there's a click. I'm sure the magnet sucking will click, but I don't know. That's the only thing that has me worried.
Yeah. I wonder if you'll still be able to hear how many ice cubes are in the glass.
Talk about, I don't know what they were.
Or feel how many are in there.
Yeah, you could feel it.
Feel it. This.
What was that? I thought we were both going to do the same thing, but we didn't.
Some 90s song? Marky Mark, maybe?
Feel it! Oh, feel the vibration!
Yeah, there you go.
Come on! Feel it! Feel the vibration! Oh, play... No, that's a different song. Wasn't it? Get your booty on the floor tonight, make my day.
The 90s suck. They're so bad. At least the early 90s.
Y'all
suck.
Are really... I can't see because there's a stupid heart in the way. Y'all are really, I think it says, hung up on these sucking magnets. It's just fun to say. I can't believe I said it sucked itself. Okay. All right. Next up. Okay. Now I'm no longer in a good mood because now I'm pissed off. What the frick? This just came out today. This comes from Bloomberg. Microsoft Xbox Gaming Division will shut down four subsidiaries, including the game studio Arkane Austin, according to an email reviewed by Bloomberg. This has obviously all been, it's real. It's been confirmed. Arkane Austin's most recent game, Redfall, was one of Microsoft's biggest flops last year. Jeez, easy there, Schreier. The company said it will end development on the game and, quote, provide make good offers, end quote, to players who pre-purchase content that'll never be released. Xbox will also shutter subsidiaries Alpha Dog. Oh, he wrote it wrong too. Studios. It's Alpha Dog Games. I'll get to that in a second. Roundhouse Games and freaking Tango Game Works, the Japanese studio behind the critically acclaimed hits such as Hi-Fi Rush. Roundhouse Games will be absorbed. So really, to be fair, not that it really matters. Technically, they're shutting down four studios, but one of them, it sounds like everybody's just moving over to Elder Scrolls Online. Roundhouse Games will be absorbed by ZeniMax Online Studios, the maker of the Elder Scrolls Online. Quote, these changes are grounded in prioritizing high-impact titles and further investing in Bethesda's portfolio of blockbuster games and beloved worlds, which we have nurtured over many decades, wrote Matt Booty, head of Xbox Game Studios, in an email to employees on Tuesday. Booty did not say how many people will lose their jobs as a result of the shutdowns. He also noted that, quote, Bethesda remains one of the key pillars of Xbox, end quote, with upcoming titles such as a Starfield expansion and a new game based on Indiana Jones planned for later this year. So that was the first article. A lot of stuff came out. So yeah, so we've got Arkane Austin dead. I'm going to head out, guys. Have a good night. Night, James.
See ya.
Arkane Austin, who made Redfall, yes. They made Prey, which a lot of people say is one of the best immersive sims ever made. They worked on Dishonored. When it goes back, but when there was Arkane, is it Lion? Lion? Leon? Leon? Because this isn't the same place that Backlash was. Wasn't that Leon? L-E-O-N? Kennedy?
It was not. Well.
Or maybe that's how the French spell it, but we spell it Leon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Then there's Tango Gameworks, which, of course, Hi-Fi Rush, Crazy Shadow Drop last year. They did the Evil Within 1 and 2, and they did Ghostwire Tokyo. And as many people tweeted out today, a reminder that Microsoft last year said that Hi-Fi Rush, quote, was a breakout hit in all key measurements and expectations, end quote. Alpha Dog Games is gone. They made mostly mobile games, including Mighty Doom, which I had never heard of. It's a top-down Doom game. It actually looks kind of cool, but the Metacritic was like a 45. But it's a top-down Doom roguelite, like shoot 'em up for mobile.
That does sound cool.
Also, Matt Booty, in his email, he called them Alpha Dog Studios when their name is Alpha Dog Games. Nailed it, Matt. I saw David Jaffe tweeted, the three biggest wonders in the world. Did you see this? He goes, is there a God? What is the meaning of life? And how the fuck does Matt Booty still have a job? Roundhouse Games, like I said, they're moving over to Elder Scrolls Online. So Redfall is getting no more updates. If you bought the Hero DLC, I think is what it's called, you're going to get a quote-unquote make good offer. What does that even mean? You're not developing anything for it, so what is the offer going to be? Here's $5.
Here's your money back?
Here's a month of Game Pass.
That would be a make good offer.
The Arcane Lion, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Lion, but I don't know. Boss named Dinga Bakaba said that it was a, quote, a fucking gut stab. And he also said, quote, you say we make you proud when we make a good game. Make us proud when times are tough. And he said a bunch more. He had a big old thread on there. And then I wrote here, really, Mikey Barra? So do you remember the name Mikey Barra from a couple weeks ago? Mikey Barra would be the same guy that wants devs to get as much money as they can. He wants you to be able to tip them in games. He thinks that would be a good idea. He also tweeted this. I see a lot of shots at Phil over today's Xbox announcement. I get it. But knowing him as a human, not as a dog, I know this hurts him as much as anyone else. I can't speak for all the leadership here, but I do know him and I do know what he's likely going through. And he goes on and on and on. This dude is getting friggin' railroaded. So you're the guy that wants to be able to tip devs, but when this happens and four studios get shut down, you're going to say everybody feel bad for Phil? Shout out to Kotaku. I have been singing this from the rooftops for about as long as we've had, not as long as we've had this podcast, probably the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know why Phil Spencer gets a free pass. I don't know if it's just the Xbox. I don't know if it's because he goes on Kind of Funny to do interviews, so they're going to be friendly with him, just like they wouldn't talk about the Insomniac leaks and stuff like that because stupid fat Spider-Man's in the game. Like, this guy gets a pass, and I hate Kotaku. But I actually saw an article pop up today that was them calling out Phil Spencer and calling out basically everybody in the industry. Stop giving this guy a free pass. We're really worried if this guy's feelings are hurt. I'm not saying he's the only one. Obviously, he's not the only executive that was like, shut these four studios down. But he was damn sure a part of it. This is crazy. Tango Gameworks? Really? It's the studio that Shinji Mikami left Capcom for after working on Resident Evil forever. Founded it. By the way, he left last February, I think I wrote down, to make his own studio. But like, really, Mike, we're supposed to feel bad for Phil Spencer.
Give me a break.
Also, some other news came out of Xbox that are also bad this past week. Quarter one hardware revenue was down 31% year over year, from 23 to 24. That's fine. PlayStation sales were down as well. I think 30% as well, right around there. Oh, except in quarter one 2023, their consoles were also down 30% year over year. So I know that's not 60% down from 22, but it's not good. It's 40. Split it down the middle. Call it 40. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one's buying Xboxes. They were rumored so far. There's been reports saying that through the first 4 months of 2024, they've only sold 800,000 Xbox Series. Lowest for that time period in the history of the series. Also, Xbox Wire today, because Xbox can't stop effing up. After this all came out, they have a time. I'm sure it was an automatic tweet. Timed out. And it says, feel the burn today with new special edition controller in Fire Red or whatever it is. The same day that they just burned four studios to the ground. They quickly put up another tweet that just said, introducing the Fire Red whatever friggin' controller. Sean, what the F? I'm so pissed. And this is not because Kevin hates Phil, blah, blah, blah. If this was Sony just all of a sudden shut down four friggin' studios, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was rah-rahing them on when they're buying up all these studios.
Yes.
They print money, like you say. They buy studios for $70 billion, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But, oh wait, now you're low on cash all of a sudden? Now you can't afford to keep them open? And it's almost like maybe Game Pass is not sustainable? Like, what?
Clearly it's not ever going to work. Yeah. Like, thank you for saying that. $7.5 billion they spent on Bethesda, which back then was a lot of money. They just spent $70 billion on Activision. Not to mention, I'm pretty sure earlier this year, Xbox/Microsoft slashed 2,000 jobs, of which, Microsoft did. I think 800 of those were rumored to be Xbox jobs, because now that you, when you pull in a company as big as Activision, you can't just have everybody, there can't be two CEOs and two CFOs and two, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you got to cut. Oh my God. Like, and this is exactly what's, when you're spending that much money, this isn't like when they bought Ninja Theory, but you, whatchamacallit, oh, that's about to come out, Hellblade 2. This isn't like buying Ninja Theory for $100 million or whatever it is. This is $7.5 billion, and then multiply that by 10. This is what's going to happen. You don't sell games. Like, and these, like, I haven't played Hi-Fi Rush. I want to try it out. Everybody that's played it said it's friggin' amazing. It was one of the best games of last year. One of the some people's best games in the last few years. Came out of nowhere. And now it's like, yeah, you met all our, you blew our expectations out of the water, blah, 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 blah. But goodbye. Also, no. Jez Corden tweets. Now, Jez Corden, he's not really an Xbox. He's not an Xbox fanboy. He works for Windows Central. He's Xbox reporter and everything. When he tweets this today, Xbox is cooked. Why even trust Microsoft at this point? It's right there. Like, if he's tweeting that, I don't know. This is just this is just absolutely insanity to me. I can't believe it. Yeah. I don't even know how many people are going to be end up losing their jobs. Microsoft is worth, what was it? They were the first one to hit $3 trillion, I think. And let's just close these four. I don't know, man. I don't know. Anything else, Sean?
No.
I've ranted long enough. All right. Let's end the news with this. We got NPD / Circana results for March. Yes, I know it's May. I am aware. This was weird timing because it just came out like at the end of last week. But whenever these come out, I got to go over them because I like these numbers. March software sales. Dragon's Dogma debuts at number 2. Helldivers 2 falls to number 2. MLB The Show 24 is at 3. Modern Warfare 3 is at 4. I don't know how long I could keep it going, but now there's no more numbers. Oh, there's one coming up. Rise of the Ronin debuts at number 5. I was happy to see that. I don't want to play this game,
no,
but I'm happy it's doing well. Princess Peach Showtime debuts at number 6. Remember, Switch games never count digital, so it probably sold more than Modern Warfare 3. Oh, they also announced this and the Mario vs. Donkey Kong have both sold over a million already. So, when you got 140 million Switches out there. Coming in at number 7 is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Number 8, good for this, Unicorn Overlord debuts at number 8. Number 9, WWE 2K24. Supposed to be pretty decent this year. Oh, we looked it up on Metacritic. Wasn't it like, it was like an 82 or 83 or something. So it's as good as
Stellar. I just remember playing a demo of 23 that everybody loved, and I'm like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah. Oh, and I did find out you can't do custom music for entrances. I'm not going to buy it. Because remember I had made my music, like my entrance music like 3 years ago so that I can create myself and go down to my version of Brain Stew, remember? I cut it up and everything. Can't do that because it's copyright. Whatever, I don't know. And then Hogwarts Legacy rounds out the top 10 at number 10. Year-to-date results. Helldivers 2 is 1. Modern Warfare 3 is 2. Dragon's Dogma 2 is 3. Final Fantasy 7 is 4. MLB The Show 24 is 5. 4 or 5. Tekken 8 is... Wow, there's a lot of numbers in here. Tekken 8 is number 6. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, number 7.
Wow.
Madden 24 at 8, Persona 3 Reload at 9, and Hogwarts Legacy at number 10. So, some notes here. Helldivers 2 is 1 for the year so far. It's already grossed the 7th highest lifetime dollar sales for a Sony published game after only 2 months. Now, I assume that means in the U.S., because Circana, NPD, it's all U.S. sales.
But still,
holy crap.
Yeah, good for them.
Also, they try to throw it all away by making people on PC get a PSN login. And then what I love, though, is that they reversed it. Good on them. Should have never done it in the first place. Although now they're saying, just so you know, Ghost of Tsushima, if you want to play Legends, you have to have a PSN account. But at least they're saying it ahead of time. Everybody tanked the reviews on Steam. Once they reversed course, they're like, okay, I'll put my review back where it was. I didn't know you could do that with Steam.
Oh, really?
Also, Matt Piscatella said that Helldivers 2, if you only count its PC sales or its PS5 sales, it would still be number one for the year.
Wow.
That's wild. Dragon's Dogma 2, it's already past the lifetime dollar sales for Dragon's Dogma and the remake Dark Arisen, or the remaster, whatever it was, combined, already in its first month. The DualSense Edge continues to be the best-selling accessory in dollars sold for March and all of Q1, and I just wrote down, really? Who's buying this $200 controller?
I have no idea.
And the battery sucks on it. If it had like a 15-hour battery, maybe I could see it. It's got like a 3-hour battery. Yeah. It's horrible. It's worse than the regular DualSense. And the PS5, once again, leads in hardware and hardware units and dollars sold for March and all of Q1. Switch was second in units. Xbox Series was second in dollars. Anything there, Sean, that tickles your fancy?
I mean, shout out to Helldivers. Other than that, I mean, yeah, it all seems to be par for the course.
Whoops. I got Balatro.
I don't know what you just said.
Instead of using my points to get Helldivers,
because
I'm like, I know it's supposed to be good. This is not a game for me. I'm going to suck at this. There's friendly fire. I can't play this game. I could still just buy it, but I got Balatro. I got that with my points instead because everybody's loving this game. Have you heard of this? Stick with me here. This is a roguelite or like poker game where you play poker hands and you get, like, you build a deck and you get jokers that do different things and stuff. Everybody's saying this game is friggin' awesome. And I'm like, whatever, I'll give it a try. It's quote unquote free for me because of my stars points. Picture of Riley. So I'm going to give it a try, and I that's another game I want to try. So I will report back next week with that. But it's supposed to be fantastic. Sorry. Anything else?
Nah. What is it called? Balatro?
Balatro. B A L A T R O. It's still you can get it in the stars. But yeah, that I think I had like 12,000 points or something. Helldivers was 10,000, and this game was like 3,000. So I've got just almost enough to get Helldivers if I wanted to. I'm like, eh, oh well.
I feel like I've already kind of missed the boat on it.
Exactly.
Like,
at this point, I'm going to be level one. Everybody's running around with their special capes and, you know, helmets and stuff, and I'm going to be like, nope. Now it's time for the wrap-up. Sean, speaking of Xbox, the Xbox Game Showcase has finally been confirmed for June 9th. It will take place June 9th at noon Eastern. It will be followed by some kind of a direct for, quote, the next installment of a beloved franchise, end quote. It's Call of Duty. They're going to do a direct. Starfield got a direct last year. Starfield, I think that makes sense. That game had to deliver and didn't. But huge game. We're going to give Black Ops 2 or what Black Ops Cold War 2 gets its own direct for like 20, 30 minutes to talk about Call of Duty just because you own Activision. Woo! Sean, Hades 2 Early Access is out on Steam.
I was looking at reviews. There's no scores, but like reviews are like,
I saw Destructoid already gave it like a 9 out of 10. Yeah.
People were like, even though this is apparently not finished, this is perfect. It's Hades, but better. Like, if this comes out this year, this is going to be a 94 for me.
But I still wonder if it doesn't even come out. I'm pretty sure they give, but I think they've, I guess I would have to do some digging, but I assumed that Metacritic gave.
When I looked at it on Metacritic, everything just said TBD.
TBD, yeah.
It showed the, like, a write-up, but then it was just TBD for the scores.
Right, but so. Like one of them I looked at was Destructoid or something. At the end of the little paragraph there, it said 90 out of 100.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. It was like, yeah, review and pro. Oh, no, maybe it was IGN was review so far 9 out of 10 or something.
Yeah.
So it might be one of those things that, yeah, so far, that maybe a few months down the road, I think you'll end up getting a pretty damn good score for it.
I hope so.
And it's already doubled Hades' all-time peak player count on Steam. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This, you know what? I bet this could run it. I need to look up specs. I've never actually played a real, except Bennett Foddy on this thing.
Whoop.
I might do that. That would be a fun let's play. Maybe I will. That's $30 well spent. But then I'm going to end up buying it again on PlayStation. Nah, never mind.
Yeah.
From Software has confirmed that Shadow of the Erdtree is the only Elden Ring DLC that will be coming, but they have not ruled out a potential sequel in the future. I got to get to playing this game. That's what I got to do. I got to beat Tales of Kinzera. And then I got Thousand Year Door. That game can't be, well,
10 hours.
Oh, okay. So 10, it's like Mario hours. RPG. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Then after that, I think I'm just like, I gotta get back into it.
Yeah.
Because I have to play Shadow of the Erdtree. There's rumors. I don't think it was confirmed, or maybe it was translated from an article from China or something. I can't remember what it was, but that there's like Gene Park, Washington Post. He's like, guys, I don't know if I'm ready for the DLC. And he did a screenshot of his character. He's maxed out everything, level 713, because he's done like New Game Plus like 20 times. Like he's there's some item that I think can make the game even more difficult, but they're not saying what it is. So for somebody like Gene, he can equip this talisman or whatever, and maybe it like halves your damage or something. I don't know, but I'm so excited. I never have good luck with DLCs. This is what I'm gonna do. What is that? Is that a ladybug?
Yeah.
Did
also, why is max level 713?
Did Leviathan come out?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. I guess I own it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did that come out? I completely forgotten about it. And I saw somebody randomly tweet about it. I'm like, wait, that's out?
Middle of April. That was why I texted you that picture of Clive with the Buster Sword. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was like, how did I forget this? I need to play that too. But that's something I can get to. I can get to that another time.
Yeah.
Again, I don't even know that I'm going to play 10 new games this year. So I need that to count for my top 10. Sony, we already talked about that. Oh yeah, this sucks. Watch Dogs as a franchise is reportedly, quote, dead and buried. And they canceled, Ubisoft also canceled an unannounced Watch Dogs Battle Royale project. I don't care about that. I liked Watch Dogs 1. I thought it was a very good proof of concept, like a lot of Ubisoft games. Watch Dogs 2, even though it was in San Francisco with the people with the guy Wrench or whatever his name was had the stupid Memoji mask and stuff, like it was super like try hard hip whatever. I love the combat, I love the hacking and everything in it, and I was so excited for Watch Dogs 3 or Watch Dogs Legion. And I kind of still want to go back and play that because I remember one of the reasons I didn't play it was the screen tearing, and that was so horrible. And then I installed the PS5 version. Screen tearing was so horrible. I was like, okay, F this. I'm glad I spent $60 on this for some reason. It's been patched. I know that's been fixed. So I might go back to that at some point. But I hate this. I hate that. Two of my favorite Ubisoft franchises. Well, one didn't even get to be a franchise, but Immortals and Watch Dogs are dead. Resident Evil 9 rumors are heating up. Sean, we've touched on this before, but it is rumored to be set in a open world setting. This is new on a small island, a made-up island in Southeast Asia that is based on Singapore.
I don't know much about Singapore.
Is it an island?
It's an island, okay. And it's a city, and it's a country.
That's what I thought. I'm always like, is it like, Singapore, China?
Or? It's a big city. Like, maybe there's some, like, remote village areas of it, but like I think of it as just like a big city that covers a whole island. But maybe I'm wrong.
That this is supposed to be
similar to 4.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, I still don't know what it's going to be called. Exodus. I know you're saying Exodus. I said, even though I never came up with a good name,
or Exile. It can be anything with an X.
It would have IV, but they would be reflected in the water somehow, right, to make an IX. And if it's an island, you could see some water in the logo.
If you get that, you win the prediction contest no matter what.
I still don't have a good word for IV. Alive, or I don't know. But like, I don't know.
Oh, maybe, what's his... Well, I almost spoiled. You know, the way it ends. Also, it may star Chris Redfield. At first, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But I was like, oh, actually, the way 8 goes, that does kind of make sense.
Yeah.
Some people are saying maybe it stars Rose. Who knows? I don't know. And they're aiming for a January 2025 release, and it will be revealed this summer. They're saying it's been in development for 7 years. So,
yeah, they said it started in development basically when Village was in development. Yeah.
So, January 25 would line up perfectly. Resident Evil 7, January 2017. Village, January 2021. 9, 2025, January. Lines up perfectly. Can't wait. It's got to be. We got to see it this summer. We have to. even if we didn't see this, I would have been like, yeah, it's coming.
I just, I can't wait.
The open world thing.
I'm okay with that. I just want it to be like, 7 is still the scariest game I've ever played. 8
yeah.
had its moments. I mean, it's a fantastic game, but like one very scary area.
Oh my God, I'd almost forgotten about
but
it.
But like the game as a whole was just, like I loved the setting.
It was great.
Like,
it was Resident Evil 4 in first person, yeah.
Yeah, why. So I'm like, Capcom has been killing it. I feel like the bar is unfairly high for this, but God, I hope it's good. I can't wait, but like, I feel like there's no way they can hit another, just another one out of the park. But
they didn't end the last trilogy that well with 6.
Yeah.
And actually, 3 didn't end. 3 wasn't as good as 2, but it wasn't as bad as 6. I haven't played 6. I haven't played 5, but... Remedy gave a business update. Max Payne 1 and 2 remakes are hitting full production this Q2 of 2024. Condor Codename Game, which is in the Control franchise, is in full production now. Control 2 is hitting production readiness this quarter. I don't know what that means. Production ready to, like, we're ready to go into production. I guess that means like the story's done and everything.
Maybe.
There was also a multiplayer game, Project Kestrel, that was just announced today. It has been canceled. Take Two trying to pull an Xbox, and they are reportedly shutting down Intercept Games, which was responsible for Kerbal Space Program, which I think people love, and Roll 7 studio that did Rollerdrome and Ali Ali World, which people loved. Ali Ali World, what
you put Rollerdrome.
Why is that not like red underlined?
I have no idea.
Roll Durdrome as part of mass layoffs. I love that we're always laughing during these. Jesus. Did you see this? Batman Arkham Shadow VR had a teaser released. Really, it's all CG, but they said the world premiere is coming at Summer Game Fest, and it is a MetaQuest 3 exclusive because this is by Camouflage, this is the studio that did the Iron Man VR game for PSVR. Sony didn't buy, Sony's going to buy, who knows, but they didn't buy these guys or the other ones that Meta bought. So we're getting seems like a real Batman VR game, and we ain't going to be able to play it. Why did we buy this friggin' thing?
That's annoying.
I can't even sell it. It's like, I couldn't even, what am I going to sell for on eBay? $300 and lose half my money? Like, I don't know what it's selling for on eBay, but it can't be much because they're easy to get.
Yeah.
I don't know. Metaphor ReFantasio is coming out October 11th. I think somebody drafted that. BlizzCon 2024 has been canceled and will return, quote, in future years. Returnal, Housemarque was teasing a Returnal announcements for a 3-year anniversary on April 30th, and then it was an art book. I know, James, you got the art book. No shade. Why would you tease that? Why would you tease that?
Yeah, that was
at least it wasn't a cookbook, a Returnal cookbook. What is up with video game cookbooks?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh my God, Wario's always tweeting about them. I'm like, who the hell wants to cook food from video games? And is that even what it is? We could do a whole podcast on video game, a deep dive on video game cookbooks.
Cookbooks.
This I just put in there for Sean and I because this is just mind-blowing. I think this game came out in 2018. I believe. It might have been 2019, but I think it was 18. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night is still getting updated. It's getting something called Chaos Mode and Versus Mode this month, which will add online co-op and PvP to the game.
That doesn't...
I love you, Iga. Can you make Bloodstained 2?
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't know, and these might still be Kickstarter things. This is why I hate Kickstarter. Wait, I backed something on Kickstarter. Oh yeah, Hazelnut Bastille, which is never going to come out. It's good for Kickstarter, like, it's good for people to get the money to make their games and stuff. But at some point, the people that back them have to be like, bro, we get it. Like, we didn't need 5 different campaigns with Shovel Knight.
Okay? Right.
Just make Shovel Knight 2 now. We forgive you, you know? But I just think it's cool it's still getting updated. Yeah, that was 2018, I'm pretty sure. Power Wash Simulator was announced, has now hit 12 million players.
Put that on VR.
I know. It is with the Quest 2.
Well, put it on PSVR.
I am aware. yeah. THQ Nordic Showcase is coming on August 2nd. The Nintendo World Championships NES edition has been ESRB rated for the Switch. I did not expect to see that. I think it's pretty cool. It's got to be coming to Switch Online, I assume. I don't think they'd sell it separately, but interesting enough, Horizon Zero Dawn is leaving PS Plus Extra on May 21st. We've been hearing about a remake forever of a game that does not need a remake. A lot of people are saying, here we go. It's going to be announced this summer. That's why this is going off. So you have to buy the remake of a game that's only 7 years old and playable on this hardware with a 60 frames per second update. What are we doing?
I really wonder how different it will be.
None. That game is beautiful. Still, the original. They're both beautiful, but even the original Zero Dawn, breathtakingly beautiful. Playing it on a base PS4, it was amazing. And before Horizon 2 came out, I replayed it. You know, I just did new game, so I had all my shield and everything, and I was like, "This game's awesome." And then Forbidden West,
new game
was like,
plus,
yeah. I just said new game. It was assumed. My boy.
The cookbook.
The cookbook. And last but not least, we got a really good month for PS Plus, quote unquote, free games for May. EAFC 24, so FIFA 24. Really cool. Although what everybody always says is, if you wanted this game, you already have it. No. I mean, my kids don't have it. They might get into FIFA. I'd rather have them play FIFA or FC than freaking Fortnite and Rainbow Six. Ghost Runner 2.
What is that?
Tunic. This is the sequel to Ghost Runner. It's like a first... I didn't know it was first person. I always remember with the first one, I always thought it was a side-scrolling action game. I think I was always just picturing Dead Cells when I heard Ghost Runner. But Ghost Runner, it's a first-person melee combat, like futuristic, cyberpunky, fast-moving game. I feel like the sequel kind of came and went. Nobody made a big deal out of it, but people were hyped for it. I don't know. Tunic, I'm going to get that platinum. I'm going to play it with a guide. I'm going to get the platinum because you can turn on God mode. Is it a ladybug or is it one of those orange bastards?
I can't tell.
That bite you. They suck you. They magnetic suck you. That's it for episode 356 of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. This was a fun one. Thank you all so much for being here. We'll be back next time. But until that time, Sean, where did it go?
It's up in the corner.
Oh, I see it. Until that time, Sean, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.